This is Kenton Cool, and you're listening to Vista Vela Radio.
Am 21. November war Kenton Cool zu Gast in Tübingen. Kenton Cool ist ein britischer Profibergsteiger, der zum Beispiel schon 11-mal auf dem Gipfel des Mount Everest stand. In Tübingen erzählte er von seinen Bergsteigererfahrungen und von seinen Erlebnissen auf den höchsten Bergen der Welt. Die Fragen an ihn im Interview mit All Inclusive und natürlich seine Antworten, die hört ihr jetzt. So, have you ever had a conflict in your team?
I've not had a conflict in my personal team, so when I climb for me, but when I climb as a mountain guide and I build teams with people from maybe America and Australia and Norway and England and bring it all together, yes, there's been conflicts. It's unfortunate, but especially on Mount Everest, people go there and people get stressed because it's a big thing. It's a lot of money, it's a lot of time, time away from loved ones, and it's dangerous. And to get people all together into one team, it stresses people out. And sometimes tempers can break. And that's where being a leader, you have to step in to make sure, or to try to see the problem before the problem becomes a big problem, and if you can stop it early, it's okay. But it happens from time to time. Tempers break, people shout, scream, swear, and it's how you manage it, which is important.
How was your first ascent onto the Everest?
My first ascent of Everest was like a dream. It was sensational, absolutely sensational. The last little bit. So I was there working. I was the mountain guide. We only had two clients, and on summit day it was just one client and me, and we had two Sherpas, and I was climbing with Pemba Norbu, who is now unfortunately dead. He died a few years later, and we were nearly there. I mean, we were the first people of the year. And Pema just slowed up just a little bit. So it was just me, by maybe only 20 meters. And I get to the top first. And I just look around. And it's the top of the world. And it was a beautiful day. And no one had been there. There was no footprints. And you could look, you could see forever all around you. And then Pema came up, and for me, climbing is about friendship, and we hugged and we held one another, and I was in tears. It was amazing, absolutely amazing. And then I had a satellite phone, and I take my satellite phone out and I phone my mother in England, and I say, Mum. And in England it must have been maybe 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, Mum, and she's like, oh, Kenton, where are you? Like, Mum. I'm on top of the world. And only a mother can then say, oh, that's so nice, dear. That your father, he couldn't sleep. He's walking the dog. Do you think you can call back? Maybe 5-10 minutes time, call back. I'm like, Mum, I'm on top of the world. I can't just call back. And she goes, well, make sure you don't get cold. Put the phone down. And it's just, only a mother can do that, to make sure you don't get cold. Mum, but it was amazing. And Pema and I, we waited, and the client, I can't think of his name, Clive. Clive came with Pema Shewing, and we were the only people there. And it was breathtaking. I mean, if anybody has ever climbed at one stage, they would have dreamed of climbing Everest. And I've done it 11 times now, but the first time will always be so special. It was amazing.
And how long did you stay
at the top?
On the summit? Yes.
15 minutes, not long. But for me, summits are, they're just a small part of an expedition. And you get to the summit and you still have to get home. You're only a little way there. And all the accidents and deaths, they occur on the way home. You need to be so careful. And often you put so much energy, mental and physical, to get to the top, but you need to be so focused on the way down. So for me, a summit is get to the summit, stand on a summit, or not stand on a summit. I've never stood on the very top of Everest. I think it's rude. It's, you know, you have to respect the gods. So I've never stood on the top. Get there, snap, photograph, have a quick look around, maybe a telephone call and a satellite phone, and then back down, because it's important to get home. It's not important, it's, you have to get home.
Politik, Kunst und Kultur aus der Region.
Das einzige freie Radio für Tübingen, Reutlingen und die Umgebung.
Ihr hört die Wüste Welle. Die Wüste Welle.